Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, there is some NFL news because they are filling out this centennial class of Hall of Famers. They want to have a 20-person Hall of Fame class. And so we are waiting on the five modern era guys that are going to get in. They're going
to
announce
that. They don't do that until the night before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, a week from or 2 weeks from Saturday.
Don't they do it on the awards night?
Yes. That's how they've been doing it lately. So it's a big announcement on who's going to get in from the modern era. Over the weekend, they informed Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson he was going to get in. Both of them were going to get in.
Right.
And yesterday they announced the senior members and the contributors that are going to get in. So the three contributors, guys who have been on the ballot, if you will, over the last couple of years, Steve Sable, Paul Tagliabue, and George Young.
Right.
And I think all three absolutely deserve
it. Yeah, of course.
Easy.
Yep.
No question.
Yep.
And then they announced a crew of senior members into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including Alex Karras, the former Lion.
Yep. Yep.
Max Speedle.
Max Speedy played with he played with Otto Graham and guys like, you know, Marion Motley, Dante Lavelli. He played
on those
Browns teams.
How many of those guys are in the, because the Browns won a bunch of championships in a row back in the day in the AAFC,
Motley's in,
right?
Surely, definitely Motley's in. Graham is in. I think Lou Groza played on some of those teams. He's in.
So they got a lot of guys in already.
I don't know if Lavelli's in or not. But definitely those guys.
Yes. I mean, the Browns used to actually be very, very good for a while in the old AAFC.
Yeah, they dominated.
Duke Slater.
Slater. I don't know Duke Slater. When did he play?
He played, I think, in the 30s, if I'm not mistaken. But he was the first African-American lineman in NFL history.
I wasn't familiar with him.
Donnie Shell.
Donnie Shell, of course, was on the Steelers championship teams. Great safety. Boy, I tell you, they got a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame, man. You just, you know, look at the guys.
Is he deserving?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Donnie Torpedo Shell.
Torpedo.
Yep, Donnie Shell, Mel Blunt. Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, Joe Green, they're all in and deserve to be.
Bobby Dylan, another safety.
Don't know, but the only Bob Dylan I know is the great Bob Dylan, you know?
He played on
stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again, you know?
Played on the Packers.
Positively 4th Street.
In the early
like
60s.
A Rolling Stone. Tangled up in blue.
I don't think
that's
they're
the
related.
Bob Dylan I know.
So you're not familiar
his real
with Bobby?
Name was Bob Zimmerman. So.
Ah, so there you go.
There you go. This I'm not familiar with that Bobby Dylan. What's that? Robert Zimmerman. Right. Thank you.
Oh,
no, I'm not familiar with that Bobby Dylan.
All right. Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Harold Carmichael, you are familiar with.
Great receiver with the Eagles. 6'8", 6'9", big receiver. Tremendous player. No doubt.
Jim Colvert, you're familiar with.
Jimbo Colvert, who was on the Bears. The 85
Bear
team. Offensive line. Blocked for Jim McMahon. All of that.
And finally.
And I believe Jimbo Colvert also played with Marino at Pitt.
Yes. Yes, he was. He protected Dan Marino as well.
Yep.
And finally, a Jet Hall of Famer.
How about that?
Winston Hill gets into the Hall of
so
Fame.
So happy to see Winston Hill. He was, you know, Joe Willie's left tackle, you know, of course, on the championship team. I think he made the all-AFL team, and I think he made All-Pro a bunch of times. Yeah, I mean, look, we're starting to get a Hall of Famers on the Jets. I mean, how about that? I mean, it's good.
Yeah, no,
we got Namath, we got Maynard, we got Curtis Martin, we got Kevin Mawai, we got Winston Hill now. I guess you could put John Riggins in there, even though he's more thought of as a Redskin. He did play 5 years with the Jets. They did draft him. You know, you do have Weeb Eubank. You want to put him in because he is a Hall of Famer, although he won two of his championships. He won with the Colts. But it's good to see more Jets in the Hall of Fame. Very happy about that.
Yeah. Well, they're also
very happy about that.
I think they did a good job of going back and maybe getting some guys
is
that
in
missed.
Who I thought Cliff Harris, who was a safety with the Cowboys in the 70s, part of one of the best safety tandems ever, Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters. Those guys were tremendous. You could even make a case for Charlie Waters being a Hall of Famer. So I always thought Cliff Harris is very deserving.
It feels like...
Who else? What, are we missing anybody?
I don't know. I may have missed a few. I'll see, because it does add up to 20, and I think I only got 11. I'll see who I missed. But they are trying to do a good job of go back and get guys that maybe were overlooked for a while that just didn't...
Joe Klecko's got to get in at some point.
Is he?
I don't know if he is, but I mean, to me, I mean, that's the one guy missing from the Jets that should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's been a finalist or a semifinalist a couple of times. Yeah, I think Cliff Harris was the other one, and that was it. That's the that crew that got in. They have a centennial slate blue ribbon panel that were able to select these. A very
and they're going to be five more at the of the modern
right,
guys?
The modern, the traditional voting right. that they've done, where they go into a room and somebody presents the case, which on the surface I don't love, because the more I think about it, a lot of it's dependent on how good your presenter is.
Right. Well, some of these guys are slam dunks.
Well, yeah, of course.
Who's up, up for the Hall of Fame now?
Who's got to go look and see who the finalists were?
Pull it out.
But don't you agree that it's not, you know?
Well, I think if it's a guy that's a somewhat borderline guy, if you want to say that, I do. But I think that there's guys that are just slam dunks that are going to get in without anybody presenting it. You know what I mean?
No, look, some of them are easy, but a lot of guys aren't. In fact, most guys aren't.
Most guys aren't.
Here's your finalist.
Yeah,
ready?
Let me hear it.
Steve Atwater, finalist.
Yeah, I never thought of him as a Hall of Famer.
Tony Boselli.
I guess he'll get in. You know, he's the original Jacksonville Jaguar, you know, offensive lineman.
Isaac Bruce.
I always thought Isaac Bruce should be in. Great receiver with the Rams.
Leroy Butler.
I don't know about Leroy Butler. And there's other guys I would put ahead of him.
Alan Faneca.
You know, it's interesting with him. You know, he had his great years with the Steelers. Of course, played for the Jets for a little bit, too. Great offensive lineman. It's tough with offensive linemen.
I wouldn't
say yes.
With linemen, it's almost like you have to look at Pro Bowls,
right.
which isn't always the greatest way to look.
Right.
Torrey Holt.
Yeah, well, if I'm putting Bruce in, then Holt should be in, too.
Steve Hutchinson.
Great offensive lineman. I think I would put him in. He was for man, one of the best, if not the, when he played.
Edgerrin James.
I don't think so. I would say no.
John Lynch.
I got to put Rondé Barber in before I'm putting John Lynch in. When I look at those great Tampa Bay Buck defenses, obviously Sapp's in, Derek Brooks is in. To me, the next guy that's got to go in is Rondé.
You know, John Lynch is a pretty good executive now.
He's a great executive, but I mean, I got to put Rondé in before I'm putting Lynch in.
Sam Mills.
Sam Mills played with, you know, he played with Ricky Jackson and Swilling and Vaughn Johnson. He played with that great, you know, four linebackers tandem group that played together in New Orleans. He was pretty good linebacker with Carolina as well. I never looked at him as a Hall of Famer.
Troy Polamalu.
Lock.
Easy.
Troy Polamalu is a lock.
Richard Seymour.
Boy. It's tough when you look at those old Patriots. I mean, should Richard Seymour be – here's when I look at the Patriot teams. Should Richard Seymour be in, but Willie McGinnis isn't?
Well
– you know what I mean? When I think of those teams, I know Ty Law's in, okay? Ty Law's already gotten in. I mean, Willie McGinnis, to me, he was on three Patriots Super Bowl championship teams, and he was also on a Super Bowl team that lost to the Packers. So, I mean, why is Richard Seymour be in and not Willie McGinnis? That's me.
Yeah, I mean,
that's me.
I think that eventually we're going to look back. I mean,
it's
that
very
was
tough with somebody NFL.
But you're going to reward a lot of guys who were on dynasties,
obviously
both
fine.
Of those guys were on.
Which is fine.
The only difference is McGinnis wasn't on the 2007 team. I know he didn't win the Super Bowl, but they did go 16-0.
Yeah,
that matters.
Yeah,
like
well,
that's
it did.
You know, and so Seymour was a part of that entire.
They're a strange group because of the fact that they. I mean, who do you look at as a Hall of Famer on those teams?
But you're going to put guys
right.
in just
but
like
I'm
these
saying,
old
but I'm
Steeler
asking you,
teams.
I mean, is Teddy Bruschi a Hall of Famer? Is Mike Vrabel a Hall of Famer?
Let me ask you something.
You know, I'm just throwing these guys out there.
But
I mean, to me, McGinnis should be.
But you tell me, on some of the great teams in the history of football, do you think that all of the guys that made the Hall of Fame are Hall of Famers, or are they just a part of?
A lot of guys were because they were part of this, you know, great team.
Okay.
I don't dispute that.
That's what we're going to do with this team, because this was a great team. I mean, they won a Super Bowl in 3 out of 4 years, and then if they were a part of it like Seymour was, an undefeated team.
Well, so far, Brady's going to be in, we know that. Belichick, obviously, will be in. But right now, I mean, who outside of Ty Law, who played on those teams, right? There's nobody else in.
No, I know. That's my point, that eventually guys are going to get in, especially in 01 when they put together one of the great defensive performances you'll ever see in a Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, I get Bill's going to get all the credit, but he did have players that pulled
it off.
Well,
that's why, to me, McGinnis should be the first guy.
No, I understand that.
To me, Willie McGinnis, if you're going to put Richard, I'm on the borderline with Richard Seymour. If you're going to put him in, you got to put Willie McGinnis in.
Three other guys, Zach Thomas.
You know, they put Jason Taylor in. And I always kind of think of Zach Thomas when I think of Jason Taylor because he played all those years with Miami. So, do I think he is? Probably not. I think he'll get in. That's me.
Bryant Young.
Bryant Young was an underrated, tremendous defensive lineman for the 49ers.
Yep.
Great player. Gets lost in the shuffle. The guys who play defense outside of Ronnie Lott for the Niners really get lost in the shuffle.
Mm.
And he was a tremendous. How many Super Bowl teams was he on? How many did he win? Was he only on the one in 94?
I think it was only that one.
Is that the only one?
Yeah, I think that was the only one.
He was a great defensive tackle, I'll tell you that.
And one last guy, Reggie Wayne. You're thinking about it?
Well, no, I'm not. But because okay. I think because he's part of one of the, just like Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce, who should both be in, just like Stallworth and Swan are in, I think you got to put, you know, him in there. Because Marvin Harrison, you know, and you think that's one of the great wide receiver tandems
ever.
Yeah,
that's why
Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne.
To me, Reggie Wayne's easy.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, but I think that's why you also got to put Holt and Bruce in.
Yeah.
I think they need to be in.
So that's the class. Only five of those guys are going to get in.
Only five.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only one to me that jumps out that is an absolute.
Oh, Troy Polamalu.
That's it. Yeah. One of the great safeties of all time.
Yeah. But the NFL is trying to build in their Hall of Fame with guys they may have missed. I think they've done a good job of that, going back into history, guys that maybe we're not even that familiar with.
By the way, Ernie was telling me Drew Pearson, the great Cowboy receiver, you know, thought he was going to get in with this, whatever they call it, the 100-year thing, whatever.
Right.
He really should be in. Drew Pearson, to me, should be. But again, it's a position that's loaded. It's a loaded position, wide receiver. You know, there's so many deserving guys. I think there's more deserving guys at that position than any position in football.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. I'm with you on that. So we'll get the big announcement 2 weeks from Saturday, a week from Saturday.
The night before the Super Bowl.
2 weeks from Saturday. Well, where are we? I'm trying to think of the calendar right
now.
Two weeks.
Two weeks from this Saturday is what it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.